It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
Health, Happiness, and Healing.
With Brian and Anna Maria Clement from Hippocrates Health Institute.
We're here with Donna Barhoma, who does thermography and who's been amazing to help people find out what's going on in their body without radiation, without chemicals into their body at the same time. And
so many of the people listening, they don't know what thermography is, and we'll describe that to you now. As we know, the numbers are appalling, that 1 out of 8 women will get breast cancer. In the average community, in certain communities, less affluent communities that eat even worse food, it's 1 out of 5 and 1 out of 6 in some of those communities. And the standard protocol is you go to a doctor, and the doctor does mammograms. And within the medical community, there's a clear, transparent debate, because what they admit to in their journals, which we read on an ongoing basis, is that there's a 15% false reading. So meaning that women are being told you have cancer, they don't, or you don't have cancer and they do. And our medical team over the decades have run into that time and time again. And UCLA did a study a number of years ago that was quite interesting and published it. And they said, you know, when they took women, thousands of them, between 35 and 40, and they did what was suggested, yearly mammograms, that they doubled the rate of breast cancer. And I don't want to just speak about breast cancer, because thermography is looking at heat in the body. And in recent decades, maybe the last 1.5 to 2, even the most conservative physician realizes that diseases are all implicated with inflammation. They have a term, inflammatory diseases. The mistake they make, they think that inflammation causes the disease. I'll try to correct that now. Bad lifestyles create inflammation, and inflammations are symptoms of bad lifestyle that are always part and parcel with all forms of disease. So when you take a thermography, which you're looking at the heat in the body, it's picking up inflammatory areas, and the technicians and the experts and the doctors who look at these scans are acutely capable of basically saying, this is what we think because we've seen hundreds or thousands of these. And we're blessed here in South Florida, and those of you listening around the world, I petition you to look for thermography, because this is something that could really save your life and that of a lot of people you love. And Donna is here in South Florida. So Donna, talk to us a little bit. How did you get into this? What made you be interested in this? And tell me your personal story.
Well, I actually have, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, fine.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, I actually had my first thermogram back in 2002 at the insistence of my sister, who happens to be an acupuncturist. And my first report came back very abnormal. However, I did not heed that warning for whatever reason. This is back in 2002. And I never went back to my 3-month follow-up. And we always do a 3-month follow-up because yes. Cancer cells double every 90 days. And really, the only way to establish a baseline is to have 2 studies to compare. Mm-hmm. And then after we've done that, then you just come back annually to monitor your breast health. Well, I never did that. So 4 years later, in 2006, is when I found a lump in my right breast. To save a lot of time explaining the details, I basically had breast cancer, a large lump. Had an aggressive form of it, lymph node involvement, so on and so forth, had my mastectomy of that particular breast, and remembered about thermography. So 6 weeks after the mastectomy of my breast, my right breast, I did another thermography. The thermologist that interpret the images compared the 2006 to the 2002, and guess what? I was already getting cancer in my left breast. Wow. Now, mammograms never showed that. Only thermography did. Hmm. That's when I went and found functional medicine, natural holistic medicine, that really got to the reason why I got breast cancer. And for me, it was all estrogen-based. It was hormonal imbalance, so on and so forth. Had the signs for years, never addressed them. I was finally able to address them over a 10-month protocol with the right nutrition, the right estrogen metabolism, supplements, balancing everything. And within 10 months, I completely reversed that cancer in my left breast. And that's when a light bulb went off in my head and I said, oh my gosh, if it had not been for thermography and holistic functional medicine, I would have absolutely had cancer again, no doubt about it. And I've been a certified thermographer since 2007, and I've been, gosh, probably been 10,000 or more women over the past 13 years.
Yeah.
Well, I know we send a lot to you. Let me encapsulate, encapsulate what you said. So a number of years ago, the beginning of the 2000s, you had thermography because your sister suggested it. She was an acupuncture physician. They said something was up, but you ignored it. 4 years later, you ended up with an aggressive, large tumor that's estrogen positive. You know, over 90% of breast cancers are estrogen positive, as is prostate cancer. They basically took off your breast. And so let's pause there. So if you had done thermography and heeded what they said, you maybe would have made the choice to do natural health care and save that breast. Then you, by the way, were wise enough 6 weeks after you had your breast removed to check your other breast, and mammograms, which I hear all of the time from physicians, by the way, did not detect that, but it showed you were getting cancer there. And at that point, made a conscious decision that you didn't want to take your breast off, but you changed your diet and you used herbs that block the estrogen, and you reverse that cancer. How many years ago was that?
That was in late 2006, okay, 2007, so. Early 2007.
So we're talking 12, 13 years ago now.
Yeah.
All right. So we've sent a lot of people to you, and we want to know exactly what it is. I want you to detail when we come back. So everyone out there listening, just lay back and be cool, listen to the music, and we're going to help to guide you to understand the future of healthcare and how to do these things without harming yourself.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, swear I was falling. Why, it's almost like being in love. Of love.
Optimize your health and longevity at Hippocrates' free Raw Fest, February 29th. Join us for wellness lectures, raw vegan cuisine, kids' activities, premium health vendors, door prizes, raffles, and more. Register for free or upgrade to a VIP ticket for only $75. You can also buy your raffle tickets online for your chance to win a stay at Hippocrates valued at over $10,500. Just go to HippocratesInst.org/Rawing20. That's HippocratesInST.org/Rawing20. Make the leap into raw vegan living at Hippocrates Raw Fest 2020. And right now, you have an opportunity to win a signed copy of the newest book, Manopause, by the director of Hippocrates, Brian Clement. Be one of the first five callers at 203-388-3599. Call now, 203-388-3599, for your signed copy of Brian Clement's new book. Now, back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now, here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria
and Brian Clement from Hippocrates Health Institute here on Legends Radio 100.3. Legends music is the holiest music on the planet and gives a lot of us memories about our youth, memories about the future. And it's so nice to see this classic music mixed with consciousness. And that's what we do here on these beautiful days that we spend together every week. And we're on with Donna today, who is a thermography expert, who saved her own life and breast by utilizing thermography and then passionately pursued this as a profession and has worked with thousands of women here in South Florida. But I know Donna will also tell the listeners around the country and around the world about other ways to get a hold of people who do thermography. And I know Duke University does it now, one of the most renowned universities we have. But why isn't this used in mainstream medicine as much as it should be with all of the extraordinary results it can bring?
Well, as you may know, conventional medicine doesn't necessarily embrace prevention, and especially when it comes to something like thermography, because thermography is using digital infrared technology is really designed to see the developmental process and the developmental stages of very early cancer. This typically occurs, these changes actually occur about 6 to 8 to 10 years before a mammogram or most conventional tests will ever see it.
Yes.
So doctors need something structural to actually look at, like on an x-ray or a mammogram, to say, okay, hey, there's a tumor in there, we can go ahead and pull that out. They're not going to say, oh, you have inflammation on your thermography, we really can't remove it. We can't really remove inflammation, we can't really help you. Let's do your mammograms every year until it becomes a tumor, and then we can go ahead and help you.
Isn't that sad when you think about
yeah,
it? I mean, it's very,
very
sad
because most people don't know that conventional tests need, cancer cells need to be in the billions for most conventional
that's
tests
right.
to see.
And that's five billion before it can be detected on a PET scan.
Yep. And with thermography, it changes the angiogenesis, which means baby blood vessels, neovascularity, all the blood vessels, the development of that will start feeding and nourishing very early, like a cluster of cancer cells at under 300 cancer cells. That's a 2-year growth, and that's how early and how sensitive thermography can actually detect those changes. It's an incredible.
Let's repeat what you just said, Donna, and we are all on the same page because we study this, as you know. You have to have 5 billion cancer cells from what the physicians, the technicians tell me on a PET scan, a very, very good technology, by the way, in mainstream medicine, before we can see cancer. You're telling us, which I'm just learning from you now, that thermography, you need 300 cells when
I
you start
300 cancer cells. I'm speaking specifically with the breast. As far as the rest of the body, I don't have those figures.
Data,
however, with the breast, breasts are very unique and distinct for each woman. And when those cancer cells start doubling every 90 days, and they reach actually exactly 256, according to the Journal of Oncology, that's when those blood vessels will start to establish themselves in the breast to support the growth of that tumor. They'll continue to double every 90 days until they reach about 4 to 5 billion when it's finally a large enough tumor to be seen with a mammogram. So basically, a woman will do that mammogram every year for 5, 10, 15 years. and then suddenly she's diagnosed with breast cancer. So it misses, mammograms miss that whole developmental process. They don't see the metabolic activity that thermography sees.
Yeah. Thermography should really be the first test anybody does. Can you explain how it's happening? Because if you've never done it, you wonder, you know, what is it including?
What is the breast thermography including?
So I'm a woman or a man. I come in to see you. What is the procedure? Does it hurt? Does it not?
No. Oh, no. No, my gosh. It's actually such a pleasure. Now, you basically come in the office. I'm going to have you put a paper exam cape on just from the waist up, so you'll undress from the waist up. There's going to be about 5 to 10 to 15 minutes that you're going to be sitting there cooling. My office is about 68, 69 degrees. It's important that you cool your body temperature down a bit. You don't want to be too hot when you're using thermal imaging because you were right. It detects heat. It detects the body temperature that what your own body is emitting. So you want to be cool, and you'll be filling out your paperwork during this time. And after you've done all that, well, I have a discussion with you. I educate you. I go over your paperwork. Mm. The whole process takes about 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, depending upon how much history you have. The actual imaging itself, probably 5 minutes,
right?
To 7 minutes. Super fast.
And I'm sure a lot of great doctors now are waking up and sending people to you more than before. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I've got probably, and this is a lot, believe it, about 10 conventional doctors who send their wives to me, their sisters, their daughters. They know that mammograms are not early detection, so they really do this off the grid. They don't, I can't mention them. If they want to send somebody to me, it's usually the patients that tell them, I don't want to do a mammogram, and then they'll give them my card. Well, here's Donna with thermography first. Mm. Go ahead and give her a call. These are the doctors that I get the most referrals from.
We're speaking to Donna Barjona, and it's a great, great thing for people to know out there, thermography. And we're going to talk more than just about breast cancer. All the other things you can see, and practically every single thing can be caught way before conventional diagnosis can. So sit back just for a minute. We'll be right back with you to keep your head stimulated and the day beautiful.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Don't miss Hippocrates Health Institute's next Health and Happiness Open House event. Join Hippocrates Health Institute on February 25th for an educational lecture from Brian Clement on menopause. Learn about treating symptoms of male hormone imbalance. Brian Clement will help men understand their own aging and changing bodies and help them better navigate these changes and still maintain vitality. He'll also be signing copies of his new book, Menopause. The Menopause Health and Happiness Open House event at Hippocrates Health Institute, February 25th. Register now by calling 561-471-8876 or visit HippocratesInst.org. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876 or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria
and Brian Clement from Hippocrates Health Institute on this exceptional day when we're exploring new ways to find future health without being maimed in the process.
So Donna is here from Sammography First, the center she runs, and helps so many people. And yeah, because a lot of people do testing, and a lot of testing, like CAT scans, could take actually months to heal from. And a lot of people have never heard that. And even MRI, which is so amazing, but the contrast is not good for us. So mm-hmm. you go to thermography and you have no harm. No harm. And it's, yeah. And so, it's 8 years false positive many times, just like Donna in her own life, that found that when the breast cancer moved to the left breast, she knew it before any other test, and she could heal mm-hmm. herself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
so
amazing.
Why do you think, other than the obvious, the economics of this, and you know how it's so hard to change institutional ideology and professional ideology, why do you think we haven't moved into thermography? I mean, if Duke University, and you know this better than I, is using it, why isn't Harvard? I mean, Duke is either number one or number two medical institution in America. Why isn't this mainstream at this point?
I would say very similar to what I said before. It is because conventional medicine needs to see something visual, something tangible. And don't forget, I hate to say this, but there's an awful lot of money, an awful lot of people, radiologists, mammogram technicians, all these people that read, they're invest, all these companies, yes, and societies that are all involved, that have their hands in the cookie jar, so to speak. So
yes.
Imagine how many billions or trillions of dollars would be lost if thermography became the mainstream breast screening or screening tool mm-hmm. throughout the United States or the world. Imagine the money that would be lost from people saving their own lives and preventing having to go through the, excuse my language, the hell of breast cancer, because
right.
I've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine all those people that wouldn't ever have to go through chemo, the money that would be lost. In my opinion, it's a huge financial risk. I don't think that doctors are going to look at a thermogram and see inflammation and be able to help their patient remove or decrease inflammation. A doctor's not going to say, hey, let's put you on a really great health protocol. Let's get you some greens. Let's get you some plants. Let's balance out your estrogen. They're not going to do any of that. So, and they're not, frankly, they're not trained.
Yeah, they don't know. It's not that they don't want to do it. They don't know how to do it.
They don't know. They don't know.
So I know. You know, it was interesting to me, about a decade or more ago, we were skiing and I had a major catastrophic accident. I'm lucky I didn't die and go off a cliff. But I ripped my meniscus poorly. And when I went to a physician in France where this happened, they actually used thermography technology to show me what happened. And that was really, for me, odd, because you wouldn't have had that happen with a medical doctor here in the United States. So are you aware that maybe this is something more implicated in mainstream medicine in other countries?
I am not aware of that at all. I don't know, to be honest with you.
What about in U.S.? Because do people have to come to Palm Beach County?
So,
or they
let's imagine you're in Iowa or in Dublin, Ireland, or Dubai listening to us today. So how do people get in touch with people in the United States or other places in the world?
Well, there's a really great website anybody listening can go to find a thermography clinic domestically and internationally, and it's called Thermology thermologyonline.org.
Now let's spell that thermology. That's a tough
one. Sure. thermologyonline.org. Thermologyonline.org. And if you go to that website, you will click on the tab that says Thermography Clinics, and you will have hundreds of thermography clinics listed in your state, in your country.
Okay, so it's international. It's all over the world.
Correct.
Have you ever looked at it? I have never looked at it. So have you looked at it and seen which state has the most thermography experts in it?
I have, but I don't remember. I think California has
I bet you it's California.
Yeah, probably.
If it's not California, it's got to be, you know, New York or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And other in other countries, are there any countries you're aware of that are more advanced in this than us?
I really don't. I know Israel has a few. Brazil has a couple. They're sprinkled here and there throughout the world, but not as much as in the United States.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, let me say, in Israel, I do know that to be true. A couple of the MDs I know are using thermography, one in Jerusalem, one in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, and I mean, this is actually portable. You could actually, it doesn't have to be in one place.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people one of the first questions people ask me is, is it covered by insurance? And I'll say, typically not, and most preventative screening tools aren't covered by insurance. And then sometimes they'll say, oh, well, my mammogram is free. Mm-hmm. And then I'll simply say this to them. If you ask any woman, do you know any woman who has had breast cancer? Usually they'll say yes. I'll say, you ask them how much they would pay to prevent what they went through when they went through breast cancer. Ask them. I guarantee you they'll say anything. I will never want to go through that again. So when you pay a couple of hundred dollars, less than $200 for a breast thermography that can literally save your life and literally change your future, it is worth every single penny. And when I explain that to them, they change their minds and they immediately book an appointment.
And this is not expensive, Donna, either. I mean, you're not talking thousands. This is how much does an average thermography test?
Well, I charge about $175 for the breast screening.
Yeah. You go out and eat at a health restaurant and it costs you more than that.
Yeah, and people ask, how can I monitor that everything I'm doing is the right thing? I say, well, have a thermography every 3 months.
Yeah, I mean,
test it.
This is for inflammatory bowel syndrome, cardiovascular concerns. Mm-hmm. I mean, we focus it on cancer because it's so scary, especially for women with such a high percentage, but... You know, you can do full-body thermography, and with great technicians like Donna, who works with doctors, who does this, who helps to save people's lives, they can tell things well in advance, years in advance. And that's not a joke or an exaggeration, years in advance. So, I mean, you know, it's ironic and angers me, although I've done this for a very long time, that we have to wait till we're sick before somebody helps you to pay for it. Wouldn't it be incredibly helpful economically, emotionally, socially, spiritually, if we prevent people from getting sick or getting these diseases? You know, it costs a whole lot more money to help bring people back from the dead than it does to keep people from dying.
Correct. They say it's easier for somebody to change their religion than to change their diet.
Because they're addicts. I mean, everyone's an addict. I know.
Yeah.
So how do people get in touch with you here in South Florida for the people residing in this beautiful part of the world and also who visit us here at times of the year?
Well, in South Florida, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, and actually my website is called Thermography First.
Say that slow. It's breaking up here somehow.
Oh, I'm sorry. My business is called thermographyfirst.com. That's my website, thermographyfirst.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody would like my local number, it's 954-673-2221. Correct.
So let's say it once again.
Thermography First.
Thermography First, spell thermography.
Thermography. Thermography First.
.com. And then the phone number?
954-653-673-2221.
2221. I know we've sent lots of people to you. Never heard complaints, so that's a pretty good sign, huh?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for all the referrals. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Well, we're lucky to work with you, Donna.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, everyone listening out there today, you know, we somehow have gotten to that mentality that Donna mentioned 5 minutes ago, where if your insurance pays for it, good, you're not willing to pay for it. We're the wealthiest country on the planet Earth. You're willing to spend a lot of money on nonsense and junk that doesn't matter, that eventually you throw away. And, you know, we've got to start to grow to a level of awareness where we realize nothing is more important than health. I'm sitting with people who are really catastrophically sick every single day of my life. And I can tell you something. They would do anything. They would give anything to have changed the way they lived, and because they got sick from the way they lived. And so we've got to start to realize investing in yourself is important. It's really important. We have so many opportunities today because there's so many great people like Donna out there who provide professional services that can help us prevent the aging process, prevent disease years in advance. And, you know, a small little tiny growth is easy to exhume, where a stage 4 cancer is not. Having a cardiovascular arrest is easy to stop if we see that, and it may frighten you into changing your lifestyle and maybe exercising and reducing your stress. You know, all of these things matter, and they matter, and for only nothing. You know, again, if Anna Marie and I go out with one of our children or grandchildren and we go to a local health store, it costs us at least $175. Dollars to go, and you can give us life-saving information by coming to you.
Right.
Well, right. God bless you. Thanks for what you do, Donna.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, guys, keep doing it,
and keep staying healthy.
Absolutely. That is my number one priority in life. Nothing else matters than that.
Well, congratulations. Yes. You've reversed cancer, and you'll never be sick again because you're living in a wise way. Mm-hmm. So today we talked about a pioneering exploration in diagnosis that should be mainstream. Matter of fact, every doctor in the world should be utilizing this. As Donna said, they are. I know many doctors who are great women and men all over the world who are. As a matter of fact, it's their first thing that they use beyond anything else. Mm-hmm. We've seen so many lives saved, and that's not a drop of embellishment. So many lives saved because they went to a thermography expert. And they've been told well in advance, you may get sick if you don't change. And the other thing I may say to you out there today is that our objective of being here with you on a weekly basis is not to sell you something, but to sell you yourself, to get you to the point where you realize that you're in total control of your life, that you should never waver in doing what's best for you. You should always search for the answer. Unless the answer feels good in your heart, you don't pursue whatever that may be. Always ask for more than one opinion. You heard earlier with one of the guests that we had in our shows that, you know, they went to 10 doctors and got 52 different opinions. And today, medicine is pretty much working off liability and what they can do, what they can't do, what should be done and what shouldn't be done, rather than patient-based, rather than healing-based. It's crisis management. We don't want you, your loved ones, your family, or anyone in the whole human race to be in crises. We want you to be loved, to be whole, to be complete, and be a contributor to the human race. Until next week, be well, stay completely cool, and listen to the music that turns your life hopeful.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.